Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with Newsline. Stay with us Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti leads the sinking of foreign fish vessels from Natuna. The tourism industry is asked to open up opportunities for disabled workers. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government through the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries carried out again the sinking of foreign fish vessels which were caught while committing illegal fishing in Indonesian waters. The sinking, which was commanded directly by Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Susi Pujastuti, from the waters of Pulau Tiga Subdistrict, Natuna Region C, was carried out in three Marine and Fisheries Resources Supervision Work Units, namely in Natuna, Pontianak, and Palawan. Antara reported that of 13 ships, 7 in Natuna, 3 in Palawan, and 3 in Pontianak. Minister Susi Pujastuti in her speech before sinking the ship on Saturday, May 11, said that the policy of sinking foreign fishing vessels is not only a form of the Indonesian government's decisive action against illegal fishing, but also a form of restoring the dignity of the nation, which has been underestimated by foreign countries so far. The tourism industry in South Sumatra is asked to provide opportunities for workers with disabilities to work in the tourism sector. Director of the Tourism Polytechnic Palembang Zulkifli Harahap, in a written statement, escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, May 11, said that his party held a focus group discussion on the empowerment of persons with disabilities at the Palembang Tourism Polytechnic campus recently. According to him, it's time for persons with disabilities to have the same opportunity to work in the tourism sector. On the same occasion, chairperson of the Indonesian Sumatra Disability Women's Association, Hikmah Meliana, appreciated the steps taken by the Palembang Polytechnic campus. The effort carried out by the campus is the realization of the mandate of Law No. 8 of 2016. Secretary General of the Indonesian Ulama Council, MUI, Anwar Abbas, appreciates the United Nations Security Council, who seeks to stop illegal settlement construction by Israel in its occupied Palestinian territories. Escorted by Antara, Anwar Abbas told reporters in Jakarta on Saturday, May 11, that Israel's actions deeply hurt the Palestinian people and would greatly hamper the creation of peace not only in Palestine but also in the Middle East. Israel is very ambitious to continue the construction of illegal settlements as the trick to strengthen its grip on the occupied Palestinian territories. Anwar Abbas moreover added, the increasing number of new settlements, the number of Israelis in the occupied area, will certainly also increase. Indonesian Embassy Cairo, Egypt, held coffee seminars and training for Indonesian students in Egypt themed the role of the barista on national coffee. The activities are aimed to encourage the development of the national coffee industry and increase coffee consumption abroad, especially in Egypt. Indonesia has good opportunities and prospects because it is the largest coffee-producing country and the first exporter to Egypt, followed by Vietnam, India, Brazil, and Italy. The Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, in a press release received by RRI on Saturday, May 11, said that coffee is not only a commodity, but it has also become a lifestyle, image, and brand of Indonesian products. Ambassador Helmi Fauzi also hopes that Indonesian students become part of the spearhead in introducing Indonesian coffee, Indonesia's diversity, and Indonesia's lifestyle in enjoying coffee. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning or the National Land Agency, is committed to realize the transformation of internet-based service system or the network toward the digitalization era. As quoted by Antara, Secretary General of the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning or National Land Agency, Himawan Arif Sugoto, in a press release in Jakarta on Saturday, May 11, said that the ministry would change the archive system into digital system until 2025. According to him, this is in line with the theme of the National Work Meeting in February, namely, transformation of the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning or the National Land Agency toward a digital era. For this reason, the development of digitalization is important and must be implemented immediately. The Jakarta International Container Terminal Port in Tanjung Priok, North Jakarta, has been serving the international transshipment process since last February. At present, only the Jakarta International Container Terminal becomes the container port in Indonesia, which can carry out international cargo transshipment. By obtaining a determination from the relevant authority, all ships from destination port can do so through the Jakarta International Container Terminal. In addition, the transfer of goods between container terminals can also be done through this terminal. As quoted by Kompas.com, professor of the Faculty of Economics and Business, University of Indonesia, Rinald Kasali, in Jakarta on Saturday, explained, with increasing of Indonesian trade volume, a number of ports have the potential to be used as ports that can carry out international transshipment activities. The ports include Palawan Port in Medan and Kuala Tanjung Port in Batubara, North Sumatra. The last item. Two Indonesian riders, Rio Haryanto and David Cipto Biantoro, raised the red and white flag at the Chang International Circuit, Buriram, Thailand, after finishing runners-up in the series to the two Blancpain GT World Challenge Asia 2019 events on Saturday, May 11. Overall, Rio and David, who defended the T2 Motorsports team with a Ferrari 488 GT3, finished 7th, but in the Pro-Am GT3 class, the Indonesian riders were the second best after the pair from Vincenzo Sospiri Racing SRL team with Lamborghini Huracan A4 GT3. The head of the T2 Motorsport team, Irmawan Pujadi, in a written statement escorted by Antara on Saturday, expressed appreciation to all Indonesian people who had supported T2 Motorsport so that Rio Haryanto and David Cipto Biantoro could race the red and white at the Chang International Circuit. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesia conducts lobbies to assist Gaza. The Indonesian government continues to lobby a number of parties and other countries to permanently resolve tensions in Gaza-Palestine. Related to this, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi met various parties on the sidelines of various agendas at the United Nations headquarters. Throughout Tuesday, May the 7th, Minister Retno had held a series of meetings and talks, including with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Permanent Representative of Egypt at the United Nations, Ambassador Mohammad Edris, Permanent Representatives of Kazakhstan at the United Nations, Ambassador Khairat Umarov, and UN Special Envoy for the Middle East, Nikolai Mladenov.
Minister Retno explained that the meeting with the UN Secretary General was carried out before Indonesia led the UN Security Council open debate session on the UN peace mission. Antonio Guterres, among others, discussed the situation in Gaza. Minister Retno said that Indonesia was sitting as president of the UN Security Council this May. Therefore, Indonesia needs to communicate with all parties involved who try to help ease the tension that exists in Gaza. On the sidelines of chairing the UN Security Council session, the Indonesian foreign minister also exchanged ideas on the Palestinian issue with the permanent representatives of the Kazakhstan at the United Nations, Ambassador Khairat Umarov. Previously, when in Istanbul, Turkey, Minister Retno had also met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan, who knew a lot about Indonesia. Both of them conveyed the same concern about what is happening in Gaza today. Minister Retno Marsudi also had telephone talks with the UN Special Envoy for Middle East Peace, Nikolai Mladenov, who was in Jerusalem. They exchanged ideas about the field situation in Gaza as well as the ceasefire that took place. While the meeting with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, who took place in Beijing, China, while attending the Belt and Road Forum, the talks were focused on efforts to reconcile Hamas and Fatah faction in Palestine, which are being breached by Egypt. Next was the meeting with Permanent Representative of Egypt at the United Nations Ambassador Mohammed Address on Monday, May the 6th. Well, that was Spotlight this Sunday from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with May the 12th, 1949, the Berlin blockade ends. The Berlin blockade, which began on June the 24th, 1948, until May 12, 1949, was one of the first major international crises in the Cold War. The early Cold War incident happened when the Soviet Union imposed a blockade on Berlin, though it was revoked on May 12, 1949. At the end of World War II, Germany was divided into four sectors managed by four major war winners, namely the Soviet Union, the United States, France, and Britain. The capital city of Germany, Berlin, was also divided into four, even though the location is deep in the interior of the Soviet-controlled sector. The fate of Berlin was a big problem in post-war peace talks, especially after the United States, Britain, and France intended to unite their occupation zones into one economic zone. Turning to May the 12th, 1998, the Trisakti tragedy. The Trisakti tragedy was a shooting incident on May 12, 1998, against students during a demonstration demanding President Suharto to step down from his position in Jakarta, Indonesia. This incident resulted in the death of four Trisakti University students and dozens of others injured. Students who died were Elang Mulia Lesmana, Heri Hertanto, Hafidin Royan, and Hendriawan C. The background to the demonstration was the Indonesian economy, which started to falter in early 1998, affected by the Asian financial crisis. The students also had a large-scale demonstration to the House of Representatives building. I'll end with May 12, 2008, Sichuan earthquake. An earthquake measuring 7.9 on the Richter scale with an epicenter in Wenchuan, Sichuan, the People's Republic of China, PRC, took place on May 12, 2008 at 2 p.m. local time. The tremor was felt up to Bangkok, Thailand. According to the official report of the PRC government, the death toll reached 14,866. This earthquake was the worst earthquake in China since the Tangshan earthquake in 1976 that killed 242,000 people. Well, that was Today in History from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sudah lama ku berpikir berulang kali untuk mengabadikan cintaku ini, karena ku yakin, 'cause you're the one. Inilah diriku untuk dirimu, menjalani hidup di jalan Allah, karena ku tahu, you are the one. Ku ingin zaman yang bersamamu, ku ingin bahagia denganmu, karena ku mau hanya dirimu cintaku. Kaulah mimpiku, 'cause you're the one for me. Tak pernah terfikir ku kan bersamamu, dan semoga Allah selalu menjagamu, karena ku yakin, 'cause you're the one. Ku mau sedihku, ku mau senangku, selalu bersamamu di setiap waktu, karena ku tahu, you are the one. Ku ini selamanya bersamamu, ku ingin bahagia denganmu, karena ku mau hanya dirimu cintaku. Kaulah mimpiku, 'cause you're the one for me. Selalu berdoa kepada Sang Pencipta, semoga cinta kita tetap terjaga, karena ku yakin, 'cause you're the one. Di ujung nafasku, sisa hidupku, ya ku mau hanya berdua denganmu, karena ku tahu, you are the one. You are the one. Selalu denganmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was You Are the One, sung by Raef. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia, entitled Indonesia Targets 53 Gold Medals in SEA Games 2019. The Indonesian Olympic Committee targets to win 53 or 54 gold medals in SEA Games 2019, which is slated to be held in the Philippines in 35 out of 56 sports. The 2019 SEA Games will be held in the Philippines from November the 30th to December the 11th, 2019. The preparation of national training will be managed by the Indonesian Olympic Committee before it was previously handled by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. Acting Secretary General of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Helen Sarita De Lima, as quoted by Detik Sport on Friday, May 10th, said that the Indonesian Olympic Committee recommended Indonesia to participate in 35 sports. According to Helen, the Committee of SEA Games 2019 will hold a number of traditional sports in SEA Games 2019. Meanwhile, Indonesia does not have athletes specializing at the traditional sports of the Philippines. Therefore, Indonesia will take part in 35 sports. The traditional sports of the Philippines includes arnis or the martial art of the Philippines, an obstacle sport. In addition, Indonesia will also be absent in polo and triathlon. In addition to targeting the medals for SEA Games 2019, the Indonesian Olympic Committee is also calculating the ratio of senior and junior athletes in accordance to the instruction of Minister of Youth and Sports, as the effort of athlete regeneration and preparation for the 2020 Olympics. The decision will surely affect the opportunity of winning medals. Helen further said that her side will maximize the time left in a bid to get the best athletes to be enrolled in the competition up to the entry by name deadline on September the 2nd. The Indonesian Olympic Committee has appointed 5 expert staffs joined in the monitoring and evaluation team to supervise the implementation of the national training by the Federation of Sport so the target of medals can be accomplished. Listener, that's my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Begitu indah ya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Radio Muslim Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. You just listen to the second song, entitled Jingga by Lala Carmela. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Nusa Penida is a small island located in the southeast of Bali Island. The two islands are separated by Badung Strait. Since it is surrounded by the sea, there are many beaches in Nusa Penida. One of the beautiful beaches on the island is Smoke Beach or Asap or Pasi Andus Beach in local language. This beach is located in Banjar Sumpang, Bunga Mekar Village, Nusa Penida District in Klungkung Regency, Bali. Not only the name is unique, this beach also has exotic views. The unique Pasih Andus with smashing waves that resemble smoke is the main attraction for tourists. You can wait a while until then the waves will hit a high cliff and a splash of sea water will spray until it reaches a height of 10 meters. Besides being unique and amazing, the scenery in Pasih Andus is also pretty fantastic. Here you can also clearly see Nusa Ceningan Island, which is on the east coast. You can also see high coral cliffs that are the boundary between the sea and the land, forming a beautiful basin. The attractions are not only the waves and the starry cliffs. You can also find rare marine life like stingrays and mola-mola swimming freely on the Smoke Beach. To get to the Smoke Beach is a little difficult because you have to go through rocky roads with inadequate facilities. Therefore, to visit this Asap or Smoke Beach, you have to prepare the vehicle and yourself well. This price of the entrance ticket to the beach is only 10,000 rupiah per car or less than $1. In addition, don't forget to bring a camera to capture every special moment. You can also take pictures with the background of the amazing waves, but of course you have to be careful. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting destination. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terlihat jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, ia mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku, oh, oh, hanya hatiku, oh, oh. satu tumbuh seribu. Kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita. Ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Ia mengerti hanya hatiku. Hanya hatiku.
Bicaralah yang kau mau.
Hanya hatiku.
Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Wajah Cerita, sung by Ben Sihombing. Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back in miscellany. Today, I will talk about unique way to enjoy coffee in Aceh. Coffee has been quite familiar for Indonesians. In daily basis, coffee complements various activities both during work and leisure time. For the Acehness in Sumatra, drinking coffee is even an inseparable culture. If you visit Aceh province, you will easily find coffee shops that are always crowded by visitors. Aceh is known as one of the best coffee producers in Indonesia. Besides having top-grade coffee, Acehness people also has unique way to serve coffee. A glass of coffee is served upside down on a saucer. This way is called kupi kop. In Acehness, kupi means coffee and kop means upside down. Kupi kop comes from Malabo and it spreads across Aceh. Then, how to drink the kupi kop? The saucer comes with a straw. Just slip it inside the glass and blow a little bit. The coffee will seep from the glass into the plate. Don't worry about getting it spilled onto you, because the coffee will stay on the plate. Then, still with the same straw, you can drink the coffee. Since it's unique serving method, Government of Aceh plans to propose Kupi Kop as intangible heritage. Language and Art Division Head at Acehness Culture and Tourism Office, Sul Burhan, said Kupi Kop is a top product from Aceh with great sale value as well as historic uniqueness of Aceh. According to him, the name Kupi Kop came from the last words of Tuku Umar, an Acehness hero, before he was shot dead during war against Dutch colonials. Tengku Umar invited his people to drink coffee together before going to the battle. What is the reason behind putting the glass upside down? There is a connection with the habit of Achenes, who likes to drink coffee slowly. So, the upside down glass will protect the coffee from pollution and keep its acidity. It is the opposite of the regular coffee serving method with open surface, where its acidity will be higher. The method will prolong it from getting cold fast, which is an undesirable condition for a natural coffee addict. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safiradella. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku untuk jatuh cinta lagi. Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu
jatuh cinta. aku inginkan kau ada.
Inginkan kau ada
di hidupku.
Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Cinta, katakanlah.
Voice of Indonesia.
You've just listened to the next song entitled Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta Lagi, performed by Hi-Fi. The next segment I will present is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It is nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, I'm going to discuss a song from Virgin and Last Child. After achieving a lot of achievements in his solo project in 2018, Virgin released again his another work. Interestingly, recently he has cooperated with band which makes his name famous, namely Last Child. The song which has the title Maha Pemilik Hati was released on May 4, 2018. The song is their second song, which has religious nuance after releasing a song entitled Percayalah in 2011. Through Maha Pemilik Hati song, listeners can enjoy their work in a more personal dimension, the story of the four personal of the band to Almighty. Well, listener, here is Maha Pemilik Hati, sung by Virgin and Last Child.
Wahai engkau yang detakkan jantungku, panjangkan nafasku di dalam rahmatmu. Aku memohon terimalah taubatku di dalam. Tak sempurna yang tersesatkan oleh dunia, berlindung kepadamu, memohon kepadamu agar menunjukkan jalanmu. Aku makhluk yang penuh dosa. Aku makhluk yang penuh hina, datang ke hadapanmu, bersujud kepadamu. Wahai kau zat yang berhak atas hidupku, kepadamu maha pemilik hati, tetapkan
wahai kau zat yang berhak atas dunia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di tempat ini, di tempat pertama aku menemukanmu. Kembali ku datangi tempat ini, tapi ku dengan yang lain.
Samar ku dengar suara yang selalu ku kenal, itu suaramu. Kau terlihat bahagia bersamanya, dia kekasihmu.
Seperti matamu,
dan kau
aku pun tersenyum, dan ku genggam tangan wanita di sampingku.
Dunia, andai dulu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Puri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.